So what up, you guys? Welcome to LO Designs Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren, owner of LO Design Studio. And on this podcast, we talk about the struggle of being a creative. So if you are a creative and you are always struggling, feel free to tune into this week's episode and enjoy. And please feel free to subscribe to the podcast. So what up, you guys? Happy Friday. First of all, before I introduce myself, after a long ass time of waiting for another podcast, I hope those who have been eager to listen to another podcast are excited, because today we are talking about burnout and dealing with burnout as a graphic designer or as a creative. And basically, the shit that I've been going through has to do with the podcast we're talking about today. I don't even know where to start with this, because it's I haven't talked on my podcast for a while, just to explain the story of what I've been going through and just basically life in general. We all know what burnout is. Let's just start there. For those who don't know what burnout is, it's basically working your ass off to the point where you are tired as hell. I was in a position where I was trying to juggle everything at once, thinking I was some superhero. And in that time, I was a-okay until finals and everything started hitting me, and it was just I took on too much shit at a time. I stretched myself too thin. I was trying to juggle everything like an acrobat. But it got to a point where it was just I need a break. And once I got a break, I'm just I'm going to relax, and I'm not going to feel guilty to relax. And yeah. And that's basically the start of this podcast, guys. So that's the start. Burnout. That's the thing, too. I don't even like to use, all this cliche terminology, burnout and spreading yourself too thin. But it's real life. And this shit is terrible. I was really, stressed out with school, stressed out with work. Trying to balance school and work stressed me out even more. And then it's, with the podcast, it was kind of just, I need a break. And I'm just not gonna make no content right now. I had no motivation either to make any content. And for those who are listening and actually listen to the podcast on a regular basis, my apologies, but you have to take a break for your mental health, and I feel like that was important. And that's something that I also wanted to mention, and I didn't mention this on my last podcast too, for those who are going through mental health issues, or for those who have a struggle with dealing with their mental health, aside from your career, anything else, I highly just recommend finding an outlet, finding something that will help you. Because me, I can only do so much talking about how I feel. I talk about my struggles just as a way for people to understand we all kind of go through this. It's not just you. And also to have kind of a community base. But I also feel that healing within yourself is important. Therapy is important. Talking to other people is important. And I feel like that's kind of taken for granted, especially with a lot of things that are going on around the world. But it's if you are struggling with those issues, find an outlet, like I said. And I didn't really realize how important that was until I started noticing how it affected not just my career life, but also my personal life. Friendships, relationships, all that other stuff too. It kind of gets in your head as far as work. I have to do work. And when you try to do things go out, especially now, your girl turned 21. you get to a point where it's you want to be social and you want to have fun and you want to do all these things because you're in your 20s, but it's just when you're a workaholic, you just don't want to do that stuff. You want to sit and you want to do your work first. You want to finish it and get it done. But during this time, I had a manager, where I was working, and she was a great manager. And she was basically telling me to don't ever feel guilty, to take a break or to have fun. She was saying how the work is always going to be there. So you stressing about work while you're supposed to have fun, don't do that to yourself. And I really didn't realize that until now. When I'm just you know what? I am going to live my life and be happy and live it to the fullest. and not care so much about what other people think or what I feel about what I need to do with my work or my imposter syndrome and all this other stuff. But I think it really had to do with like, you know, not feeling guilty, but also like learning how to balance things too. You know, learning how to balance school, learning how to balance work. I'm not saying for people who are in school right now, don't take an internship. I'm just saying if you are to take an internship and you're going to do school at the same time, just don't work hell hours. And that's the thing too. It's like, I was so upset with myself because, and that's the thing, I'm not going to go too in depth about my work life. Cause it's no one's business basically, but I'm talking on this podcast just so people can understand, you know, but as far as like working, right? My job, I had a limited amount of time to work because I was in school full time. So it's kind of like they let me go just because it's like, you know, certain things too. It's kind of me as a designer. Some things I had to work on as far as like learning how to not get feedback so many times or learning how to look at little things like alignment and other stuff like that. But it was also my schedule and not being available most of the time that I was there. And then in my eyes, I'm like, I am working like every day. It's kind of like my schedule was all day school, all day work, all day school, all day work. And it was literally work, school, work, school. And being a remote student, being a remote person at a job, it can really be overwhelming because you are full on, don't get me wrong, it's comfort in your own home, but you are full on work and school, design mode all day, every day. And then it's like, you know, the only time I had off was really the weekend. And then the weekend, it's like your friends want to go out. You want to have fun. You want to do all these things. But then it's like you have homework to do and all you can think about is homework because it's due Monday. And it's just in the, like I said, in the beginning, it wasn't that bad because it's like, oh, you're starting your new job. Oh, you're starting school. You're starting a new semester. So everything was okay until it got to like finals. And I was just like, I am piled with work and I can't hang out with my friends. I can't see nobody right now. I just want to be in my, you know, my own cage. And it was really stressing me out and not even just the work stuff. It was kind of like my social life too. It's kind of like, I don't even want to talk to no one, see no one. I don't want to hear from anybody. And I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. You know, this week I wanted to do an episode just with myself. Sometimes doing podcast episodes with myself, it helps me reflect on like what I'm saying or, you know, my situations that I went through. But I know if I had a guest, probably they'd say, oh, you know, I've been through the same thing. Or if they're young, like mine, it's like, oh, that's happened to me before. But it's just, I feel like when you're in situations by yourself, you feel like it's only happening to you. And you just don't know what to do. And then you don't know who to talk to and all this other stuff, you know. And it's so easy for people to be like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, I've been through that, but then it's like, okay, but I don't know how to deal with it. And sometimes you do have to deal with things yourself, and it can be really hard and really frustrating. But I think, like I said, finding an outlet, and also knowing that like those times are only temporary, just like everything, you know. I think I was so focused on like, and that's another thing too about going during this time period, because like during this stressful time period, it wasn't only like school, work. It was like school, work, homework, finals, portfolio, social life. It's just everything all at once, right? And that's the thing too. I can't imagine like other people in their careers and stuff, but I don't know. I just, so many things were on my mind during that time. And I don't know if people can understand this too. When you have friends or when you have people that you like, that you're around and they don't do what you do, they don't understand how much, not like you're a workaholic, but how much you think about your work all the time. And not many people can understand like, oh, you know, I need to get back to work. Fuck this. but that's the thing. That's something like, you know, I was going through at the time as well. And I think another thing too, that's kind of like, it's not bothering me now. I'm still trying to like get back into the groove of things. But it was kind of like, I think another reason why I took some time off too, because it's like, it's not like the passion like faded or anything, but it's kind of just like, I was going through life situations too. like the idea of life and all this stuff why we're here and everything. And shout out to my mentor, Gus. I don't know if he's listening, but I was also like talking about this with other people too, but he was kind of just saying like, as a designer, you kind of go through these things too, you know, you sit down and you work and your mind just goes. And I don't know, that idea really just hit me. And I don't know if it's because turning 21, it's like I completed 2 decades of my life. But it's like just going through the situations of life, and my idea of what, you know, what do I want from my life? I think that was kind of also another issue that I could only like, I felt that I can only talk to just with myself. And it's hard and it's very frustrating and it's very stressful. But I think another thing lately that I've been doing to make me kind of like push that to the side is that, you know, your life could be worse. So many people out in the world, and I think we forget about this, and not like we're selfish, but it's like we are so focused on like our lives and what's wrong and what's going on in, you know, our little world, but we don't even imagine what other people are going through in the world. And that's the thing too, you see the news and then the news drives you crazy and all this stuff. I'm not gonna go in depth with that, but I'm saying like, I think when you try to reflect and you start to understand like your life could be worse, you have to be thankful for what you have and, you know, the people that you love. I think that's kind of what has been helping me bring back into like, why do I love what I love to do? Or why do I like, you know, to be a creative? Why do I like to talk to creatives? Or who's my audience? Who, like, what is my purpose? And I think that's what's been helping me so far. And it has. And that's the thing that's I've been going through too. I don't even know if I should be even using this term burnout yet, because some people like they go through burnouts and they just don't work for years. I think we had I can't remember who, but I remember us having a podcast guest and I was talking to them and they're explaining that too. Like they didn't work for like years or a couple years. And that's normal. Like sometimes you fall out of love with the things that you thought, you know, was going to be your life and your career. And then sometimes you get to the point where like, I can't do this shit no more. I need a break. And breaks are needed. But I think you, in those time periods where you feel like not motivated or you feel like you need a break, I think that's the time for like self-reflection. Like going back to your roots on what do you like or what did you like before? Or what are some new things to try out too? And I didn't realize like podcasting, or making stickers, doing little stupid shit in my room like that, are some things that aren't related to like typography and design. But yeah, I don't know. They're related in a creative way, but that's like another thing I'm starting to notice that I like to do. So that's kind of why this summer I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just focus on the podcast or focus on my little Etsy shop or doing certain things that during the summertime I wouldn't do or I would do without, you know, payment, I guess. And that's another thing too, money. Like, oh my gosh, money. I'm a very like, how can I explain this? I like to learn about financial literacy. You know, I'm interested in stocks, crypto, all this other stuff. Bonds, learning about vending machines. That's the thing. Money is like, there's so many ways you could make money, especially as a creative. But I'm interested in like passive income too. And I'm not saying this is why I made the podcast, but I'm saying this is like, this is just a little like penny jar of why I like doing my podcast. But money has always been an issue. Like, you know, growing up, I didn't have everything. And that's kind of always been like, not my life, but it's like you compare yourself, you know, financially, like to the people that are around you. And you're just like, dang, I wish I had this much money. So I think when it comes to my relationship with money, it's kind of always been like, because at first it was kind of like, I cannot do anything. How am I going to do this with my life? Or how am I going to make money with this? Especially with my career too. I don't know if anybody's told y'all this, but the art industry, anytime you tell your parents you want to get into the art industry, they just don't want to hear that shit. They're just like, oh, okay, you're going to be a painter for the rest of your life. Or they say, you know, be a doctor. I think there's a meme out there. It's like when you're on an airplane and someone's dying, and so they're like, we need a doctor, and then they nudge at the graphic designer like, oh, he's not asking you, you know, JPEG or PNG, is he? And you just roll your eyes. But that's always been an issue, and that's always been in the back of my mind. And I feel like that can also stress me out sometimes too, or make me feel like I am so tired or burnt out, because you juggle all these things and you take on all these opportunities at once because you feel like you need as much money as you can. You need to make as much money as you can, or you need to attain a high level of skill, best as possible, so that you're guaranteed to have this, you know, either nice job or, you know, perfect, expensive ass clients. And that's always kind of been in the back of my mind. And I think that's kind of what also kind of led me to burnout too, because it's like, I need to do work. I need to do this, but I need to do school, because school is an investment. And then work is sacrificing my time to attain money. So it's kind of like, sometimes money can be stressful at the same time. And I think with that, like, I think creatives, I feel like they don't know the power that we don't know the power that we have as far as how much money we could make or all this other stuff. Like, you know, they have YouTube, all this stuff, passive income. And it's like, I like the idea of passive income just because, you know, money when you sleep. Like, that idea to me is just amazing. But I think when it comes to money, something that I've noticed, it's not even about that anymore. It's more about, what do you want to do that you love to do? And that's the thing too, is this is very hard for people to say, like, do what you love, because it's like, you love it, but then it gets to the point where when you try to work in that industry, you don't love it no more. Like, during that time when I was working, I really felt like, do I even want to do this anymore? Like, do I even want to be a designer? And this was really like getting back to me, like, because all my life was like, I want to be a designer, I want to be a designer. But it's like, when you're actually in the industry, you actually have deadlines and you have shit to do. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I don't even want to do the work. But it's like, sometimes it's kind of like a slap to the face, like a reality check. Like, bro, like, this is work. Like, you got to do this regardless, because you need to get paid. You need to do this. But it's like, I think when it comes to like money in those situations, I think it's what you enjoy and what will you be willing to, like, you know, not waste your time on, but like sacrifice your time for. And I'm not saying don't think about money, but I'm saying, like, focus on what you're doing, and do you enjoy doing it at least, and you'll feel comfortable doing it. And I don't know, I feel like that's something I've been trying to learn too as a young designer. I feel like maybe when I'm older, I'm going to understand more of like, what's my career path. And I feel like too, like, I have so much to learn, because it's like, you think you know it all. You know, myself, I can let my ego, like, take ahead of me sometimes, thinking like, you know, there's designers on YouTube making $1 million. So why the hell am I even in school, or why am I here? But it gets to the point where it's like, you've got to be on your own path, and you have to decide what you want to do with your life. Like, just because someone went to school or someone is in like a, I don't know, high level creative agency job that's corporate, it really doesn't matter. It's more of like, what do you feel comfortable doing, and what do you feel like is right for your life? And I'm still trying to learn that. Some days I'll be like, I don't even want to do freelancing no more. And that's the thing too. I'm just learning my life, understanding my life and who I am. And the shit's hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. This shit is hard. And I don't know how y'all do it. All these like designers who've been doing it for 60 years, I give them a shout out, because I'm just like, how are you doing this for 60 years and you ain't tired of it yet? But like I said, it's just different. It's just different with everyone's life. And I'm still learning. No matter how many years I'll be in school, you're still learning. And I think that's kind of something that, like, we just have to accept. You will make mistakes. Things will happen. Bad shit will happen. But as long as you're moving forward, I think that is the most important part. And that is something that I'm also trying to learn too, especially with this burnout situation shit. Cause it's like, with burnout, I'm just like, I shouldn't even be going through this. I should be pushing to the max, cause Lauren doesn't give up. Lauren doesn't, you know, make mistakes. Lauren is perfect. You think that, but then it's like, you go through situations, or you go through problems, or you get fired, or you go through all this, like, you feel like it's the end of the world too, all this messed up stuff, right? But then it's like, you totally forget. Do you remember the lesson, I think, too? I'm trying to still like accept that, you know, I'm not perfect or that I can make mistakes and it's okay. And that's what I think you should all understand, especially my young designers out there who are either starting their career or even like old designers who have been doing this for years. And then it's like they have a rough patch. Just put some masking tape and just rip it off and you're fine. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to start bringing more guests to this podcast too, just because I feel like talking to myself is so weird. Like, I have not done this in like months. And I feel so bad because it's like people are in my phone like, why the hell? Like, what are you doing? Like, you haven't done the podcast in months. Like, what's going on? And that's the thing too. I like doing content. I like doing YouTube. But I don't like telling all my business to people. Just, I'd rather learn from my mistakes than not make any mistakes at all. I don't want to be like Mark Zuckerberg said. Because that shit is going to sound stupid and I'm not going to go in depth. But something that is important to know is like, you know, all these famous people that we see all over the world, you know, J-Lo. I saw a documentary on J-Lo, by the way. I highly recommend y'all listen to or watch it on Netflix. That shit was amazing. Anyways, all these famous people around the world in the beginning, you know, they had to learn. They had to make mistakes. They had to go through all this shit to become who they need to be. So I think as you, as a creative, you know, make mistakes, fail. You know, no matter what age you are, no matter where you are in your career, like make mistakes, fail, and that's fine. As long as you don't give up, I think. No, I know. That's the thing too. You have to be confident, right? Know that everything's going to be okay. And know that like this time or this rough situation that you're going through is only temporary. And try new things. Try new things that have nothing to do with your career sometimes, like exercise. That is another thing that I feel like I was really like, because that's the thing, I started going to the gym and I don't know what it was, but going to the gym, it's kind of like I was away from my computer and everything. And that's another situation I was going through too. My hands, like physically, I was not okay during this, like, you know, burnout phase. I was like, I'm done. I don't even want to look at my screen. And another issue about it was like, I'm sitting on my computer all day, school or work, whatever the hell I was doing. I go to my phone and then my phone is like another screen. And I'm thinking I'm taking a break, right? But I'm not taking a break. My mind is still going to another screen. And then it's like, I was sitting at my desk a lot, whether I was at school or at work. So when I would take breaks, I would just sit on my phone. And then I would go back to like my computer. And it's like, it got so bad to where I felt like I had arthritis in my hands. And that's the thing too. I want to do like a episode or something about ergonomics and how you sit at a desk. I feel like that was really important. I have an ergonomics mouse. I'll probably put it up later. But I was learning about ergonomics or how to sit. And I was trying to figure out why are my hands cramping. And then I was trying to understand it, right? And it had nothing to do with the way I was sitting. It had to do with my phone. So designers or people who sit on a desk all the time, get the hell up and go walk outside, get some fresh air, breathe, go to the gym, because that's kind of something that I had to learn. Listen to, I used to hate the gym as a kid. I used to be like, no, I don't want to run on no damn treadmill. What the hell you think I'm doing? But it's like, when you sit at a desk all day, you need to get up and do something. You need to physically move. Like, we are humans. We are not robots. And that's kind of what I felt during this time period. I was just like, I feel like I'm dying. I had baggy eyes to the point where it looked like I was 70. I looked terrible. And I had no confidence in myself for what I was doing. So that's kind of why I keep saying, you know, like, love yourself, love your life. But yes. But I figured it out, like how, you know, going to the gym actually really helped me. And I feel like I could help a lot of people too. But like I said, I always say these things, yoga too. I wasn't doing yoga as much at that time. So that's kind of why I was kind of just like all over the place. I felt like, I feel like I'm still kind of going through it, because it's like, it's not something you could just switch off. Oh, I'm not burned out no more. But I would say that I have taken a break from like designing for a while. And I feel a lot better, you know, going back into it, even if it's like small projects at a time. And I have decided too to like go fully freelance this summer, just to see, you know, not just to see, just to learn more about freelancing and learning to work on one-on-one clients, just because I think after my job, I realized like I kind of like working for myself. And may, even though that may sound selfish, I'm still going to look for internships and all that. But I feel like freelancing and focusing on this podcast or focusing on my content, and I don't want to say too, I'm a content creator. I'm still a designer, you know, even though I make content and do all that stuff. And I'll be sharing more about like the content journey and what I've been going through with that. I would say though, like right now I feel a lot better with, you know, going back into doing work. So like I said, decided to go fully freelance. So if anyone has any clients, client work, that you feel would be best for me, I should put that out there too. And that's the thing. That's another journey I'm still learning is the freelance world. And it's, I'll just have more episodes just to talk about. I'll be bringing on more guests to the podcast. If anyone has any like guest recommendations too, let me know. And yeah, just enjoying my summer as a designer. I think going into my senior year this year, it's going to be like hell. But I think after everything, getting my portfolio back, having a good portfolio review, it kind of put me in like the right headspace. And I had some comments on there, and I think my favorite comment was, you know, you're doing good, but don't feel like you need to know everything right now. And I feel like that's something I had to hear from a random stranger that reviewed my portfolio, just because I feel like I put myself down, or I put so much pressure on myself to know what I'm going to do with my life or to know what type of designer I'm going to be. But then at the end, it's like, you know, you have to just go with the flow and just keep going. So yes, so I'll be wrapping up this podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and there will be more to come during the summer. Like I said, if you have any guests, recommendations, any freelance that you may need, please let me know, because I feel like I'm going to be the designer for creatives. So yeah, please let me know. And my final advice would be, you know, never give up on yourself. Always push through in situations and always seek help when you need help. When going through things, and never feel like you're alone in this. So like I said, hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and always remember to do what your art desires. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please feel free to subscribe to the podcast and follow me on all platforms, ellodesigns.studio. And enjoy your Friday.